When Sarah and I met to discuss today's reading, we thought about the things that we've been given and that are valuable to us, and we'd like to share some of those with you now. So I'd like to invite Sarah over.
So when my grandparents died, I was offered something in their home. I was told, Sarah, what would you like from their house? You can pick anything that you want. And there was only one thing that I wanted from their home, and it's this. It is a broken tape dispenser. It doesn't even work, but it's got Betty Boop on it. And the reason that I wanted this tape dispenser, and I still have it and keep it, is that because my granddad used to call my grandma Kath Betty Boop. She was his Betty Boop, and she was a very glamorous lady. And so I wanted it because it reminded me of how much he loved her and of who she was. And so that's why I keep a broken tape dispenser on a shelf in my house.
I'd like to share with you one of my special things. As many of you know, I have a passion for irregular choice shoes and Emma Bridgewater pottery. The item I'd like to share with you is a piece of pottery, but it is not from Emma Bridgewater. Here it is. In fact, it is from a small religious community in France, a place called Teze. Now, 11 years ago, I was fortunate enough to stay at Teze for the week with some friends. I'd never been before, so my friends took time to show me around, explain all the expectations, the rules, because they had been, and it's a very different life. It was a very significant period in my life, as I'd recently started dating my now husband, John, and my mother was at the end of her life. I had such joy and such pain at the same time. I felt completely pulled apart and at the same time completely whole. Knowing that my mum was heading towards the end of her life, my decision to visit Teze was met with some frustration by members of my family. My mum, however, understood that I needed to refill my spiritual self before I faced the next part of our journey. Now, I received a phone call when I was in Teze. Now, what you have to remember, that this was a long time ago, before there were portable battery packs, before you could just plug your phone in anywhere and it was socially acceptable. You would charge your phone up, you would switch it off, you would turn it on, check your messages, and switch it off. And that is how you kept in contact with the world. And in fact, I possibly wouldn't have done that, wouldn't have brought my phone with me, if it weren't for the fact that my mum was so terribly ill. To all intents and purposes, I was off-grid, and I was not contactable. My father left me a message to let me know that my mum had taken a turn for the worse. He did not request that I come home, as he knew that this would have to be my decision. I was stuck in rural France without an easy way to come home. My friends were very supportive, and they let me know that if I wanted to leave, then we would all travel home together. We had travelled there together by car. I honestly didn't know what I wanted to do. I was afraid of what was to come and not sure I was ready for it. During the evening service, I gave myself entirely over to God. Knowing that I needed time to pray, my friends gave me space and I was physically alone. I was not alone, though. Through my prayer and my pain, I was restored and refilled. I was strengthened, and my mind was stilled. It remains to this day one of the most powerful experiences of God's love that I have encountered. The next day, after making my decision to remain at Teze for the rest of the week, I was browsing in the shop. I was drawn to this. The shape comforted me. The colour soothed me. I didn't think about the significance of the jug and my sense of refilling until much later. This jug reminds me of my time at Teze, my connection to all that have made a spiritual journey there, the end of my mother's life, and the beginning of my life with John. We do not use it on a regular basis now, as it is too small for our family, but it will always have a place at my table. These are the purses that do not run out, not the objects, but the memories, the love that we share that makes these items significant. If I had 15 minutes to gather up the things that were important to me, would my jug make the cut? Possibly, but I rather think that it wouldn't. For me, the safety of my husband and our children is the most precious gift, and everything else seems insignificant. And yet, when they are safe, they bring me joy. Trusting in God that all will be well, having faith that after all, we have done all that we can, God will be with us. Because God gave us the most amazing gift, that of the world and everything that lives upon it. Let us treasure this gift as highly as we do the Betty Boops, the pottery, the eternity rings, and all the rings that hold our love. Amen.